Last week, when we looked at this reading, we were talking about the fact that our Lord is speaking about a householder who goes to a wedding, and the servants are supposed to be prepared, and talked about how the wedding feast was a week long. He never knew exactly when he was going to be coming. But when our Lord is speaking about this, he's not talking about being the guest. He's the bridegroom. And so then the real question comes, when's he coming back? Because if there's a honeymoon afterward or something, who knows how long this is going to go on? So suddenly it's way longer than just the week that a Jewish wedding normally would last. And when we look at other places in the Gospels, we recognize very clearly that our Lord tells us that he is indeed the bridegroom, and the journey that he's going on is heaven. But it's not just simply a matter that he has gone away and we're waiting for his return. It is something that is far more profound than that, because we are members of the bride. And so he has gone, and while we await the day that we will be able to enter into the home of the bridegroom, because that's the whole nature of what the bride does, even if you put it into the context of the weddings in Galilee at the time of Jesus, remember there was the betrothal. So the couple was married, but they didn't live together. They didn't consummate the marriage. The husband was preparing the home and preparing everything for his bride. After 6 months, or whenever that time would be that he was finished, if it took him longer than 6 months, that was fine, but after 6 months, then he would come and get his bride and bring her into his home. On the day that you were baptized, you became the bride of Christ. Now you're simply waiting for him to come and bring you fully into his home. The difference is, however, and I suppose it's probably similar to what it was back then, just because the bride and the groom weren't living together doesn't mean they didn't talk. It doesn't mean they didn't have times together. It just they weren't living together and they weren't doing anything else that would be marital. So our Lord has gone to prepare the home for us. But he hasn't abandoned us. He's still with us. He gives himself to us in Holy Communion. He is giving us everything to make sure that our hearts are burning for that day that he is going to bring us home. So it's not, in this case, just a matter of the servants being prepared. It's the bride being prepared, and you and I are members of the bride. And are we ready to go into the home that the bridegroom of our soul has prepared for us? That's what we all really need to look at. Yes, we're supposed to be busy about what we're supposed to be doing when the Lord returns, but if you're the bride, what are you supposed to be busy about? Loving the bridegroom, serving the bridegroom. What's he busy about? Loving you and serving you. That's what this is about. And so we hear in the book of Revelation about the bride of the Lamb, and it's the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven and radiant like a bride prepared to meet her husband. Now look at your own soul and ask yourself, does that sound like me? Is my soul radiant with the love of God? Is my soul radiant in the expectation of the bridegroom of my soul coming to me? If not, that's the work you and I have to be about. Because he is gone, and he told us that in St. John's Gospel. I'm going to prepare a place for you. That's what the groom does. That's his task. So now it's just us being prepared. He's taken care of everything else. But one of the things that can happen is that life just becomes commonplace. It's just the way we do it. And then it just becomes ho-hum. Yeah, whatever. We can't allow that. We need to be careful to maintain that vigilance so that we're truly loving Him, that we are preparing ourselves for that day when we're going to be able to enter into the home that He has prepared for us, which is heaven. The day that we will be fully united with Him, and that's going to last for eternity. In the meantime, you've just received Him in Holy Communion. So it's not again like He's simply gone away and abandoned you. He continues to give Himself for you, to pour Himself out for you. I can guarantee you that His zeal for you, His love for you, has not diminished one iota in all this time, and it never will. Now the simple question is, has my love for Him diminished? Have I just fallen into a routine? Does it really matter to me that the bridegroom of my soul gives Himself to me in Holy Communion, or am I just going through the motions? Because this is what I do regularly, and so yeah, everybody does it. We don't want to be that way. We don't want this just to become commonplace. Because this is His gift of Himself that He is giving to you and me. He is God, and He loves us so much that He's giving Himself to us to constantly prepare us, to fill us with greater and greater love, to prepare us for the day when we will enter fully into what this is about. And if we're just looking at it saying, yeah, did the same thing yesterday, whatever. If we're walking away from Holy Communion untouched, unchanged, then are we really striving to love Him more? Are our hearts really burning with love for Him? So we don't know the day that He's going to come back. We don't know, if we look at it that way, putting it into the perspective of first century Jewish life, we don't know when the house is going to be complete. When's the bride going to be able to enter into the house? We don't know. Doesn't matter. What matters is that we are prepared for when that day comes. By prepared, I don't mean having our bags packed and everything ready. I'm talking about having our hearts ready, having our souls prepared, being ready to enter in to that union with God for eternity. That's what He has for you and me. And so if He wants to love us that way, and He does love us that way, the question is, how much do we love Him? So again, keep looking at that point of the bride from the book of Revelation, radiant. That's what we're supposed to be. And the only thing that makes us radiant is love. So the bride is so completely in love with her bridegroom that she is radiant. But you know what? The bridegroom of your soul is so in love with you that he is radiant. And it's his radiance that's going to shine through you, because he's loving you first, simply asking us that we would receive his love and love him in return. So the more we can open our hearts to receive the love he's giving, the more we can return that love, the more radiant we are. And that is happening at every single second of every single day. So it's not just simply looking for the day when he's going to return, or the day when we get to die and finally enter in. And it's certainly nothing to be afraid of. If the bride knows that she is absolutely loved by her bridegroom, do you think she's going to be scared to be able to enter into the house? No. She's going to be radiant. She gets to be with him. That's what he's looking for from us. Why would we be afraid to stand before him? He's the bridegroom of our soul. If we're loving him and serving him and doing everything to be radiant in love, we're not going to be scared. Oh, what happens when I die? I'm going to have to stand before Jesus. Like, when I die, I get to be with Jesus. Isn't that what the goal of our life is? Why be afraid of somebody that you are in love with? Which means if we're afraid, we're not in love, are we? So again, a couple of things to look at, to keep in mind as we prepare ourselves to enter into the home that he has prepared for us. Because we don't know the day or the hour. We just need to make sure that we're prepared. And that preparation is just a pure love for him.